Unit 6. Review. Exercise 7.
Now, Dr. Ford, psychologists have traditionally studied people's behaviour in real life, but you study online behaviour.
Yes, with nearly 2 billion people worldwide using social networks, online behaviour has become an important new area of research. Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter and other websites are changing our social lives.
I believe that recent studies of social network users have made some interesting discoveries about online identity and personality.
Yes, indeed. Some scientists say that people try to present an idealised image of themselves in their online profiles by choosing attractive photos of themselves and carefully editing their posts. Surprisingly, when we compared online and real-life personalities, we found that Facebook profiles are actually quite good at describing a person's true personality.
Interesting. But does people's personality affect the type of things they post on social networks?
Yes, it's very important. For instance, extroverts use Facebook mainly to connect with others, and they tend to update about their social activities and everyday life, while introverts tend to post more about solitary activities like manga or computers.
So the types of post reflect personality?
Yes. Someone who has low confidence is more likely to post about their romantic life. Independent people tend to use Facebook for sharing information, and their updates are mostly about intellectual topics.
Many people believe that social networking increases loneliness, but studies suggest that this may not be true.
That's right. It's possible that shy people who use Facebook have better quality friendships. Their online activity may reduce loneliness because they feel more connected with their friends. But there are also studies which show different results, so we can't make any conclusions yet.
So there needs to be a lot more research into the psychology of our online lives.
Definitely.